This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Animal Health and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. We all love our pets and spend time caring for them and treating them like members of our families, but did you ever stop to ask, what's in your pet's food? Today, Dr. Katie Nelson, a veterinarian, will discuss the importance of feeding your beloved pets wholesome, real food like fresh pet. Dr. Katie, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you. So, for starters, tell us, what is in most pet food, Dr. Katie?
Well, I think the best place to start is to really learn how to read a pet food label. This is something that I used to lecture at vet schools about to veterinary students. And I would do an hour-long lecture on how to read a pet food label. And at the end of it, the students would still have lots of questions. So this is something that's not an easy process. And there's a lot of words on those labels that oftentimes are quite confusing. Long words that we think might be chemicals that are actually, you know, good, healthy things, and then other things that sound like they might be all right, but they're really not. So really, truly get educated on what you're feeding your pets, and that's going to be the best place to start. So when you take a look at that pet food label, you know, the number one thing that you should see is the meat source that is quoted on the front of the bag or on the roll or the can or whatever type of food it is that you're feeding. You know, if this says that this is a chicken and sweet potato meal or type of food, then you take a look at it, and chicken might be the second or third or fourth thing that's listed on there, and there's a whole lot more rice before the sweet potato is even listed, then this is a type of food that, you know, isn't really actually what it's advertised. So, you know, if you're feeding a food that's supposed to be made of chicken and sweet potatoes, the first things that you should see on that label are chicken, and I mean real chicken, not chicken meal, not chicken byproduct meal, not poultry product, which is actually something that you'll see on a lot of tables, on a lot of labels. But the very first thing that should be on there is the protein source that you're quoted. And if you're having a look down through there and you're seeing a lot of things that say gluten on them, that's not necessarily a problem because our animals need to be, quote, gluten-free. It's a problem because they're having to substitute vegetable protein sources in there because obviously the quality of protein that they're using isn't high enough to meet the standards. So, you know, those are some good little tips. I always tell my clients that the best place to start is looking at the first three ingredients. But after that, it's really important, too, to just really educate yourself on what it should be in your food and really what shouldn't be in your pet's food.
Also, what is meal? Get into that, if you would.
Get into what shouldn't be in there? Well, there are some things on there that I think that they sound pretty good, you know, a meal. For example, a chicken meal or a beef meal, something along those lines. Those can be okay substitutes to put into the food. However, there's no way to qualify the quality of the type of meal that's being used. The American Association of Feed Control Officials do not allow pet food companies to put any remark about quality in their labeling. And so you could potentially have a, quote, chicken meal that really is just muscle meat. And that's great. However, you might have chicken meal in there that takes all of the extras of the chicken that isn't used, all of the extra other than the muscle meat, and it can be the same, it can be listed the same way. So there's really no way to determine quality on a pet food label, so that's why you have to do your research before you walk in. I usually just tell my clients, you know, and in general as a rule, to just don't buy anything that uses meal or byproduct meal, because there is no way to make the determination whether that's high quality or not. I typically just try to get my clients to stay away from that. And if you can stay away from those, then you're probably going to be utilizing a company that is already doing what they can to make the highest quality meal. So if you're seeing on your label that they're using chicken, that they're using beef, you know, things like this, that's a much better way of going about it than if you're seeing all of these other things that they're having to substitute their protein levels with. So, you know, you mentioned earlier Freshpet. This is a company I've worked with for many years, and the reason I've worked with them is because I've seen the results in my clients. I was in the emergency room. I worked in the animal ER for many years, and one of the most typical complaints that we would have would be pets that aren't eating for a variety of reasons. They might have dental pain. They might have some sort of metabolic issue that's causing them to have a decreased appetite. There's all sorts of reasons why they're inappetent. One of the things that I found when I was in the ER was that using Freshpet, there was something in this food that all of my patients would eat. So rather than using these expensive prescription, very high-fat foods, we would offer them something that we could simply get, you know, either down the street at the grocery store or at the pet store, and they loved it. And it's a very high quality food, and you can look at that whenever you cut into it. You see pieces of actual chicken and carrots and rice and peas in there. So this is something that I had experience with long before I ever actually started working with Freshpet. So it's something that I truly believe in. It's something that I've seen a major difference in my patients with. And you know, once you see that difference in a few patients, it really makes you become a believer.
Tell us, where can one find Freshpet?
Well, as I said, I mean, you can find it at pretty much any local supermarket. You can find it at pet stores nationwide, small and large. And you can even find it at Whole Foods. Freshpet has their own line with Whole Foods that's humanely raised and organic, and it's a fabulous product. So it depends on where you shop. You can pretty much find it. You can also find it at Walmart and Target as well. So wherever you shop, you can find it. And it's in their refrigerator. You can't really miss it. It's the only fresh refrigerated food that's out there. And they cook it right there in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So this is made in the USA. It's made with United States products. Most of the chicken and the beef that goes into these foods are locally grown near Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So this is something, again, that, you know, we all get a little afraid of things that we see on the news when we're seeing products in our pet food that's come from China or from other unregulated places. And that's nothing that you have to worry about when you eat a Freshpet meal, because they know the farms, they know the farmers, they know where their products are coming from, and they make it themselves. It's cooked, it's not raw, it's healthy. It's a really great food, and you can feed it to puppies, you can feed it to seniors. You know, I've always said to my clients that there's no perfect food out there, but there is a food that could be perfect for your pet. You just really need to work with your veterinarian and figure out what it is that your pet's specific nutritional needs are. And they can really help to guide you before you walk into that pet store, because I think one of the toughest things for my clients when they're trying to figure out the proper diet for their food is that they walk into one of these pet superstores and there's 10 aisles of food just for dogs. You know, and it's overwhelming. It's an overwhelming prospect. It's like me walking into a discount store. I just get overwhelmed. I can't deal. That's why I shop online. But, you know, they walk in and they're trying to do the very best thing that they can. They're trying to get the best product that they can feed to their dog or to their cat. But they walk in and there's these 10 aisles of food that they're all brightly colored and beautiful, and they all say that they're great, but there's this massive price discrepancy between them. And, you know, the folks at the pet store, they know what the latest salesperson told them, you know. And so for you to walk in and, you know, even have to ask someone there about what they recommend, that's really not going to be the best way for you to pick out the food that you're going to feed to your pet, you know. So the very best way you can do that is by starting with making an appointment with your veterinarian, figuring out whether your pet is a healthy weight, discussing with your veterinarian what issues your pet may have going on. Do they have upset tummies here and there? Do they have some skin issues where they're chewing their feet, or they have ear infections? Do they have something wrong? Do they have kidney disease or cardiac disease? Taking all of these things into consideration and sitting down with your veterinarian and making a nutritional plan for your pet is the absolute best way that you can be armed when you walk into that pet store with, you know, these are the three foods that my veterinarian and I came up with that are going to be the very best ones for me to use. And once you walk in with those and you go and you look and you figure out your family budget, what it is that you can spend on your pet's food going forward, then you can walk in and make the most informed, best decision that's the best product for your particular pet and for your family. Because, you know, there's a lot of foods out there that are super expensive, but if you can't afford a $70 bag every 2 weeks for your pet, then that's not going to be something that you're going to be able to stick with. So you need to be realistic about that. Set the budget, know what you're able to spend on it, talk with your veterinarian about what's the best product for your pet. And that way, when you walk in, you're ready and you can go and just get the food that you need. It saves you time and it also brings home the very best product that you can possibly be feeding for your pet.
Helpful information in all regards. Today we are speaking with Dr. Katie Nelson, a veterinarian at the Belhaven Animal Medical Center, located in Alexandria, Virginia, here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Katie, does Freshpet offer food for cats as well?
Yes, they do, actually. They have a variety of foods for pets, for cats. They have the roll-type foods, which almost looks like my mom used to always make the Toll House cookies for me when I was little that you cut in the roll and you bake, you know. That's what the rolls of the Freshpet look like. They're loaf-type rolls, and you can just cut those and mash them for your cat. They also have little cups that have gravy and morsels, because there's definitely some kitties out there that much prefer the morsels and the gravy. And they also have some bagged food that it looks like kibble, but it's not. It's fresh little niblets of food that they're able to eat, and you can serve it right out of the bag. So there's a variety of food out there for both cats and dogs, and they're all very high quality, and they're all something, again, that I've been feeding to my pets for years and have really seen a major difference with both my own as well as my patients.
Excellent. And lastly, if there is one piece of advice for pet lovers and how they should be feeding their pets, what would that be?
My biggest piece of advice to my clients is to try and keep the human food on your plate and not in their bowl. It's a slippery slope. There are some great things that we cook for ourselves that are fine to share with our pets, but there are so many things that we make for ourselves, that we use so many seasonings and ingredients and additives, that they can actually not only just be bad for your pet's waistline, but they can also be toxic to your pets. Some of the most common things that we eat can cause major issues in our pets. And so that's what I just tell my clients, that, you know, unless you're working with a professionally created recipe